This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. In a few minutes, Day to Day's Madeline Brand on the lessons of Columbine 5 years after the shootings. But first, a Sunday evening 60 Minutes interview has once again launched a best-selling book about the inner workings of the Bush White House. Two earlier tell-alls brought charges from disgruntled former senior officials. This latest book is from the legendary Washington journalist Bob Woodward of Watergate fame. He got unprecedented, on-the-record access to the Bush administration. How? Day to Day's Mike Pesca has the answer to that question.
Right now, the most potent tome on the Potomac is Plan of Attack, Washington Post reporter Bob Woodward's account of how the George W. Bush White House decided to wage war in Iraq. In it, Woodward alleges that the Saudi ambassador knew of Bush's plan for Iraq even before Secretary of State Colin Powell. Woodward also documents the chilly relationship between Powell and Vice President Dick Cheney, as he described to Mike Wallace on 60 Minutes.
The relationship between Cheney and Powell is essentially broken down. They can't talk. They don't communicate. Powell feels that Cheney drove the decision to go to war in Iraq. And Cheney feels that Powell has not been sufficiently supportive of the president in the war or in the aftermath.
Yet the White House is so pleased with Woodward's effort, even with these potentially damaging assertions, that the Bush campaign's website has linked to Woodward's book. Ken Oletta, author of Backstory, Inside the Business of News, says that Woodward, beyond his brand name status, has the ability to convince a source that the outcome of their conversation will be something other than a scoop which does nothing to help the president.
Instantly, what is communicated to a source when a reporter comes in that way is a sense that this person is really trying to understand what happened. And that relaxes a source. It makes them feel as if this guy is not going to play a game of headline hunting or gotcha with me, which is the complaint one hears not just in the Bush White House, by the way, but you heard it in the Clinton White House, and you hear it among liberals as well as conservatives.
Still, Oletta has written in the New Yorker magazine that this administration is more hostile to reporters than any White House we've ever seen.
I was talking to Andrew Carr, the chief of staff, and he was complaining about how the press had been cheapened in recent years. They didn't get second sources, unlike, or third sources, the way he said Bob Woodward did. So I turned to Cord and I said, well, how do you expect reporters to get second and third sources from the Bush administration when you won't return their phone calls? And he instantly said to me, he said, my job is not to leak. And I said, Mr. Cord, why do you assume that talking to the press is the equivalent of leaking? That is the culture at the White House, that if you talk to reporters, you are leaking. You are somehow disloyal to George Bush. Bob Woodward has gotten around that perception.
Other reporters who are in fact getting scooped by Woodward still profess respect for him and appreciation that he's been able to get Bush to go on the record. Bob Deans, former president of the White House Press Corps and current White House correspondent for Cox Newspapers, has high praise for Woodward, saying he's giving the public valuable information. But still, he says, Bush's advisors gave Woodward access for a reason, such as the fact that they saw Woodward's last book, Bush at War, as portraying the president in a positive light.
You know, clearly this White House is very deliberate about choosing journalists it feels will help get out the administration's message the way they want to get it out. And if they weren't happy with the way Woodward portrayed the president in his earlier book, for example, Bush at War, it's hard to imagine that he would have gotten this kind of access. You know, it's no accident that Woodward had 3.5 hours with the president, which is three times as much as the 9/11 commission is likely to get. You know, when those of us who cover the White House day in and day out can't get an interview with the president, period.
Former New York Times columnist Anthony Lewis posited one explanation for what would endear Woodward to his sources. Writing in the New York Review of Books, Lewis took issue with the lack of context in Woodward's writing. While calling Woodward a first-rate reporter, Lewis criticized his just-the-facts style, writing that a journalist should be both reporter and interpreter of events. Woodward has said his refusal to interpret is journalism, and it is in part what allows him the remarkable access to the powerful. And not only does the administration generally like the result, the public seems to be responding as well. Plan of Attack is Amazon.com's best-selling book, having supplanted Richard Clark's Against All Enemies, a much harsher condemnation of the White House. For Day to Day, I'm Mike Pesca.